And our thanks. Is this on? Yes, it's on. Thank you very much, moderator. And a warm thanks also to Brazil and Portugal for bringing Resolution 5212 and the OHCHR for all of the work that you're doing. And indeed, of course, also to all the panelists, both from this morning and this afternoon. I'm very fortunate to be from a small country that's also rather well off and that has a national mental health strategy that is trying to give itself the necessary resources. I have a broader and perhaps unanswerable question about scaling all of our responses up to a world that's been shaken by a number of successive crises, COVID-19, which had an enormous mental health impact on children and adults and people around the world, the climate crisis or the triple planetary crisis, as we like to talk about it here in the Human Rights Council, the very many conflicts that are going on around the world. The gentleman from MSF talked about humanitarian response already, but if you have a situation like Gaza, where essentially nobody is untouched by it, you will have to have a mental health response that covers everybody, where 2 million people at the same time need support. How do you scale that up? And then the additional aggravating factor, I think, is very well expressed in, and you refer to it, moderator, the report by the Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights. And he says that on the one hand, poverty increases the risk of mental health conditions, and on the other hand, mental health issues can perpetuate poverty. So you have this vicious circle that he calls the burnout economy, and it's really compounded by the fact that for the last 15 years or so, we've had austerity as a main response to economic crises around the world. So one of the first things, as we've heard from many of the practitioners today, to go are budgets for public services, budgets for mental health, and so on and so forth. So do we have a beginning of an idea of how to scale up, how to do ever more with ever fewer resources? Thank you.